This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, he's a fun guy to hang out with. He's Max Kaiser. Tomorrow night, he's got a sold-out house at Spider House.
That's right.
And he's here with us this short segment, one more segment, then we have a special guest on about the globalist endgame. You know, we came across some Microsoft documents we'll talk about next segment with you. But first, I'm an American file. I love America. I love American ideas, what it stood for. But everything it stood for is under attack. Most people aren't defending it. It's true that the tables have been stilted towards communist China to build it up, exploiting their people. But I do see some of the Western elites acting like they're about to have a war with China. But then in the internal documents, it turns out they're actually lockstep with them, helping destroy the United States and helping bring us into a third world status, I think, to destroy freedom irrevocably and make us more controlled. I mean, why do you think they've opened the borders? Biden's smuggling children in by the millions. What's really going on there?
Well, there's a long history of elites playing both sides. You can go back to World War II. You had Henry Ford and Walt Disney were playing both Nazi and U.S. against each other all the time. Coca-Cola, IBM, right? All those companies were.
So that's really what proto-globalism is, going back to the Rothschilds, where you finance all the armies.
Yeah, they have a bet on everybody. They don't have allegiance to anyone. That's the way they do it.
They think we're dumb. Well, what do you have allegiance to? Because I like an allegiance to a new free currency they don't control. That's why I hope Bitcoin succeeds. And I think it's kind of obvious it is if you look at the 11-year graph. I mean, you were saying during the break, explain that to people, that it was totally kooky 11 years ago when you told me to get into Bitcoin, or I respected you, but it was still like you were talking Martian. You can look at them cutting the value in half, but if you look at the graph, that's nothing.
Right. But the pullbacks are nothing. It's more a reflection of fiat money than it is Bitcoin. Bitcoin, the key metric is that every 10 minutes you have more coins coming online. That's the key metric you need to focus on. But 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when I first got into it, I was doing your show, you know, and so much of what we talk about is the absurdist of corporations and mainstream media and how they go about trying to do what they say they're doing, but doing either the complete opposite or doing things that are just patently absurd. You know, and Bitcoin at the time was almost like the absurdity that would take care of the absurdity. You know, you needed a bit of the absurdity to take care of the absurdity of the world. Here is a private money that was concocted by cypherpunks and using encryption and other tech in the stack. And, you know, to think about it, hey, you know, this could actually compete with gold and compete with fiat money is, at that time when it was worth only 25 cents, you know, it seemed like an absurdity. But
that's right, because you could say, oh, you can say it's fiat, but the technology has a value. It's a technology with a value that's maverick versus a technology based on fraud, centralization, and evil.
Right.
And so if you demonize it, you demonize yourself because you're much worse.
In what's called the Genesis block, which is the first block of Bitcoin, it says right there in the block that made a reference to a chancellor on verge of second bailout for banks. Referring to in 2008, the financial crisis, and the creator was making a point that this is how to take care of this problem. This is how to solve the problem of these central banks going rogue. And they really are the most dangerous elements in the globe today.
Because, again, for those who don't know, they can just create fiat money, buy everything up, and then give us the inflation. They get it when it's real. We get the inflation.
Yeah, they it's beyond even just causing inflation. They're causing what I would call neo-feudalism, because they're using the money they're printing to buy up all the productive assets in the world and to squeeze everybody who's not part of their kleptocracy off into the mud. It's serfdom, their true road to serfdom. And so you've got this unchecked occurring all over the world. And thank God a country like El Salvador has said, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to let this happen to us. And it's amazing. Bukele, the president of El Salvador, had a three-word tweet a few days ago. United Fruit Company. The history of this, of course.
CIA.
United
Fruit brought the CIA in because they were mad.
All the corporations, you know, United Fruit.
Hold on. Tell us about United Fruit when we come back. And we'll also look at this big globalist technocrats, the whole Bilderberg-style secret meeting in Idaho. It's happening right now. It's all a bunch of white devils. I agree. These are bad white people. We finally found them. It's not the auto mechanic or the school teacher or the football coach or the dentist or the lawyer. It's these guys. I found the bad white guys. I found them. Arrest them. Take their...
Hydrofluorolistic acid is an electrified form of fluoride. Now, microscopic amounts of calcium fluoride are needed for our bodies and are good for us, but tiny amounts. A lot of it's deadly poison. But hydrofluorolistic acid is electrified. It's one of the most deadly, toxic poisons on the planet. And since the late 1940s, a little gift from the New World Order, they've been putting it in our water to annihilate our DNA, twist our chromosomes, and lower our IQs and fertility. Well, there happens to be a good halogen, and it's called iodine. And we happen to have the highest quality formulas of iodine available anywhere. We have to have a DEA license at our manufacturer just to put out the deep earth crystals that are in X2 and X3, both of which are discounted through the 4th of July, the double Patriot points and free shipping. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, and X3 selling out. Take advantage of it now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once put
me. So, a Central American president has put out a tweet, a three-word tweet, United Fruit Company. Max Kaiser is here with us, having way too much fun.
I got my French quail egg pollen block. It's great as a suppository, too. Don't forget that. Yeah, United Fruit Company. Well, you know, going back a few decades, American corporations went down to Latin America, and they started bumping off. Yeah, there's 15, essentially, examples of America overthrowing countries in Central and Latin America. And that's the history of the region. In El Salvador, the president, Bukele, when Victoria Nuland tweeted something like, El Salvador better watch themselves with this Bitcoin. And, of course, she was orchestrated the coup in Ukraine a few years ago, Victoria Nuland, because her husband works for Cargill, which is an agricultural company. And they, of course, are exploiting agriculture in the region there. And she, he wrote, United Fruit Company. So it tells you, just in three words, how what the battle is in Central America and Latin America. It's a multi-decade battle that's been brewing against the U.S., CIA, kleptocrats, Victoria Nuland, the State Department.
Who put dictators in to keep people poor to control them.
Right. John Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, right, details how the U.S. would send guys down there, load them up with debt. If they don't pay the debt, they'd bump them off. They throw guys out of planes. So Bukele, the president of El Salvador, is now openly taunting and fighting the U.S. with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the weapon that will ensure El Salvador.
Well, as soon as the communist Chinese turned against it, I knew I was for it.
Well, that's a whole other story that is pitting the two remaining large economies. Now, China is really the only superpower on the global strategic, you know, board. But down in Latin America, Central America, it's really a grassroots effort amongst the one of the poorest countries in the world to take on. It's similar to when Gandhi defeated the English, the British Empire, by doing his march to the sea and making his own salt.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to have your own salt.
Right. So here they're saying we're going to make our own money with Bitcoin. We're going to mine it with volcanoes. We're going to make $1 billion a year in revenue. And the U.S. can go a pound sand. You know, we have independence. This is a Declaration of Independence. Not since the U.S. Declaration of Independence have we heard a Declaration of Independence like we're seeing in El Salvador right now with Bitcoin, which is the Constitution and Bill of Rights all wrapped up into one beautiful...
No, I hear you. So let me shift gears now from the Church of Bitcoin.
Yes.
What do you make of the yearly meeting going on for a long time, Silicon Valley meeting in Idaho, in the, quote, summer camp for billionaires? You look who's here. It's all the CEOs, it's Berkshire Hathaway, it's Bill Gates, it's Netflix, it's Google, it's Twitter, it's Facebook, it's all of them colluding behind closed doors. And look, it's all evil, demonic white males. So there is actually the monopoly of white males who are financing Black Lives Matter and race war as a rearguard action, but no discussion by Black Lives Matter about Mark Zuckerberg or about Tim Cook running death camps in China, because they're paying for it. This is so cynical. We have black mobs attacking white people's houses. Last night, I didn't even show you the video today, of this going on because somebody, they said, might have said something racist, but the people running death camps are good. I mean, this is the perfect distraction.
Well, the Idaho conference, I think that's Paul Allen's conference, his annual conference. He hosts the billionaires there.
This the quote, ultra-secret banker.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long, long time. Paul Allen is Bill Gates' partner, the creation of Microsoft, as I recall, or one of their first bankers. And usually deals are done there. You know, last year, I think that's when Amazon started to get that deal. They just bought MGM, the film company, for $9 billion. Recently, that was announced. That was cooked up last year, the last year's conference. So this is a banking deal, and they cook up these big deals. So within a couple of months of this conference, you'll hear about some enormous deals. Amazon and these other companies will announce huge takeovers. And their cost of borrowing, Alex, is zero because the central bank lends them money for nothing. It's like in France. I told you last time, the guy who's the richest guy in the world right now, who owns Louis Vuitton, LVMH, he bought Tiffany's, the American jeweler, for nothing. But the money that was lent to him to buy Tiffany's was from the European Central Bank. Christine Lagarde gave him the billions of dollars to buy Tiffany. Not only was it free, they actually paid him to borrow the money. His cost of funds were negative, negative cost of funds. They paid the richest man in the world to go buy Tiffany's. And now he owns it, and he didn't have to spend a penny. That's how you end up with a global kleptocracy, a global neo-feudalism. You just have the central banks are just handing billion-dollar franchises to their friends every day. And this is a good conference where they'll figure out, who gets what. They're carving up the world, essentially, at a conference like
that. Why is their agenda so anti-family, so anti-male?
Because they're pro-prison. You know, and prisons make more money than families make money. The prison industry and the war industry, which break up families and kill families, are highly much more profitable than building bowling alleys and family
rights. And have you noticed, you know, you and I were both against the Iraq war. You'd come on then. We were against Bush and the rest of it. But Obama was a big warmonger. Now the left loves torture. They love security agencies. They love war. And they love censorship. I mean, what would you call the left today? Because they're not even getting anything from it, the average Twitter person. But like you said, the term you coined, casino gulag, they get promoted and get likes. So it's all just about dopamine.
It was always a fake that the left and liberals in America were somehow had a moral position of moral superiority. They had the culture. And they had Hollywood, and they had TV and films, and they had a lot of great writers, and they could write a great script. But once the tables were turned when Trump came in, we saw the ugly face of American liberalism, that they are, whatever you could say, are disgusting attributes of the other side of the political spectrum. They possess all of that and more, in my view. Remember, Hitler was a socialist.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're seeing in the U.S. is denial rear its ugly head, where those who believe they're in a moral authoritarian position, more with moral authority, are squeezing their countrymen to death by acquiescing to inflation and neo-feudalism, all in the name of family values.
I just love that Charlie Munger and Bill Gates are always in news articles I'm not even looking for about why it's important to be completely moral and always be of the highest standards. Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, and it's how good they are. And meanwhile, biggest beneficiaries of banker bailout 2008,
but that's
giant
that's,
money launderers, that's what, drug money launderers, saying they love communist China, saying they want to arrest. I mean, they're just monsters.
The Charlie Munger, if you extrapolate what he's saying to the end, that's eugenics. He's a eugenicist. That's beyond white supremacy, right?
Well, they all are. You're right. That's what they're part of.
That, right. You know. They believe in the super master.
So the fact that they're in charge means they're supposed to be in charge.
It means that they are the Übermenschen. They are the Superman. And everyone is vast.
And they have a right to do this to us because they're in charge.
I mean, this white supremacy, quote-unquote, problem is a problem for whites, too. You know, like, I'm not a eugenicist.
I don't believe in white supremacism except these guys. Yeah. They happen to be white, and they're literally monsters.
Right, they're eugenicists from the 30s. I mean, that's a problem for me, too, and I couldn't pass their purity test. because I'm not a psychopath. That's you have to be a psychopath to get past the first step with these eugenicist psychopaths like Charlie Munger, that Warren Buffett.
And they always do TV shows about, oh, I like ice cream. I like Willie Nelson. They're always like, look, I'm a person in all their ads. Like, oh, look, I'm a human. Look, I'm like you. Oh, well, no one that's normal does that. Like, oh, look, I'm normal like you. Look, I drink beer. Look, I'm having a hamburger. Like Elizabeth Warren, like, oh, I'll have a beer. Like, she screwed, you know, the top flies off. It's all fake.
You can tell what they think humans are like. Because if you look at, like, Boston Dynamics, the people who make those robots and robotic dogs, they give them human-like characteristics. And those are manufactured by those people who believe they know what humans are like. So when you look at that robotic dog, and you can obviously tell it's a robotic dog that's going to kill you within a fraction of a second if you say something wrong. That's what they think humans are like. So they're imbuing their products with the qualities of humanity as they understand it, as informed to them by Satan.
Well, remember, Hitler wanted all these robotic dances. Mao Zedong, Kim Jong-un, you're right. They want robotic servants. Max Kaiser, tomorrow night, Thursday, the Spider House. Max Kaiser, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Alex. As always.
You got to come back on tomorrow.
Yeah, whatever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Patriots worldwide. I am Alejandro Jones. I want to thank this group putting up the I've been a little bit jerk behind the scenes. I repent, Lord, please forgive me. But this stuff gets to me. I meant to come on air and give you the future and what the globalists are going to do with the contact tracers and the lockdowns and what it's going to look like. And I kind of put it all together. I've already put it together, but I put it together to go on air with it in the second hour, and I choked out. And I'm not saying it's being dramatic. This is horrible stuff I'm going to tell you. And I don't want to do, I don't take pleasure by being a doctor, an oncologist or something, and telling somebody they've got some terminal disease. But the only chance we got of making it through this with a remnant is being honest with you. So we got a special guest joining us for the next two segments. They're holding right now, and I appreciate him. He called in yesterday, and he said a lot of stuff I knew was true. A lot of folks don't know about, almost no one knows about. He was very well spoken. He sent us a lot of documents and articles to prove what he's saying. We'll be talking to him at the start of the next segment for two segments. And then I'm going to, after the show today, I've got a lot of work to do, but I'm going to spend some time getting all these articles together and telling you what I believe from my own research, what's coming next. And, in fact, it's not what I think's coming next. It's what they're going to do. Now, they have different divergent roadmaps of how they're going to get there, but we know where they're taking us, and the destination is not good. So we can argue about timelines all day, and they can change timelines, but I don't wish any physical harm against globalists. I don't wish to go out and have some conflict with them. They have that instinct to dominate us to prove they are superior. So when we subserve ourselves to them, people like Charlie Munger, oh, Sonny, I want to have you arrested. I'm going to kill you. He says that on TV about people they put in death camps that did nothing. And that's what they're converting us to here is China. And that's what Justin Trudeau promotes. And that's what they're pushing. And it's serious. And it's as real as death. So I'm going to air this special report because it needs to be seen. And I'm going to go splash some water on my face. And I'm going to come back and hit this because this is the big enchilada. This is the big kahuna. Here's this report. Kamala is effed up. Here it is.
You agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America.
No.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I did not oppose.
Well, there was a failure of states to integrate public schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost two decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS.
Kamala Harris will easily go down as the worst vice president in U.S. history. Her rise to the office has left a trail of mediocrity, confusion, and betrayal.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between
sworn
officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a
that
perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK.
She is now unleashing her resume of incompetence fueled by hypocrisy and power on the American people.
Any plans to visit the border?
I'm here in Guatemala today. At some point, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
Kamala Harris maintains an enemies list. Journalists who make her mad. Harris, Politico reported, quote, tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand or appreciate her life experience. Her life experience, like growing up in Canada?
But her facade is quickly disintegrating. As Politico reported, Vice President Kamala Harris's aides are in a panic, stating that she is effing up and perhaps shouldn't be the heir apparent for 2024's presidential race because she could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up. Axios reported one Democratic operative said about the 2024 concern that most Democrats aren't saying, oh no, our heir apparent is effing up. What are we going to do? It's more that people think, oh, she's effing up. Maybe she shouldn't be the heir apparent. Politico reported that after the decision was made for Harris to travel to the border, people inside her own office were blindsided by the news, and many aides began scrambling, including officials who were responsible for making travel arrangements and others outside the VP's office charged with crafting the message across the administration.
You have current aides and former aides talking like this. I think that this has a lot to do with, yes, this is just politics, but this also has a lot to do with the fact that she's a woman of color and a woman, because we know that things that are acceptable from men are not acceptable from women.
Kamala Harris has no clear agenda and no strategy to tackle issues way beyond her experience.
The catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now. The hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the long-standing issues, the root causes, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance. Just this weekend, we learned that the Salvadoran parliament moved to undermine its nation's highest court, an independent judiciary is critical to a healthy democracy and a strong economy.
Your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules. Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know, if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
In 1864...
Well, I'd like you to answer the question.
Mr. Yes. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Okay. If Harris can barely handle the mainly ceremonial office of the vice presidency, imagine the hell on earth we can expect if Biden's passing gives her the dictatorial power that she craves.
In 60 seconds, I have a really bad tendency about going into too much detail. But listeners and viewers know that I straight shoot you. The last thing I would do is BS you. I personally have a reminder on the calendar on my phone that at least once a week I've got to take Survival Shield X2 or X3. Because when I don't, my energy, my stamina, my libido, my focus, everything is not half as good as it should be. This is a product system that everyone should be taking because it's not just a product. It is essential in the body, and most iodine is found in the food you get. Most people are very deficient in it. So we have X2 for 50% off with free shipping, Edible Patriot Points. X3, 60% off free shipping, Edible Patriot Points, running through July 4th because I want you to experience X2 and X3, particularly X3. I'm not saying it's better than X2, but this is something that can really benefit everybody, and it runs the M4. So get your X2 and X3 with free shipping. Massive discounts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me.
But if you have a conscience, you have a governor, you can control the beast. But if you're Ted Turner or Bill Gates or Charlie Munger, you say that you want to arrest anybody that disagrees with you, and you have a right to rule everyone, and in fact, there's too many people on the earth, you want to get rid of them. And so you concoct a plan to say that carbon is evil when the whole planet's life cycle is based on carbon, sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen, that's the cycle. And now you can regulate and tax and control it, and Bill Gates can say, we got to get human carbon down to zero at the TED Talk, Everybody started laughing. But the ultimate game isn't just for Monsanto to have all the major crops on the planet be synthetic and be GMO and not produce more seeds that produce more life. So you have to go back to the company every year to get seeds that leave and grow, ending the life cycle, patenting the life, the fact that it's free and open, playing God. But to move humans not into matrix-like tanks where your own body heats the matrix and you live in a virtual reality to, quote, stop crime and stop nuclear war, as the Pentagon argued in the 70s and declassified decades later. Of course, it got turned into the Matrix. But imagine saying, oh, AI is going to track and scan your brain. You'll be uploaded to a machine, and then your body will be gotten rid of. And out of the gates, they're like, oh, this is coming, but you got to get rid of your body first. The process of uploading your brain will make your body die. It's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It'll voice print. It'll talk like you, act like you. It'll everything about you, but it won't be you. It's a more sophisticated parlor trick by these magicians. And so, oh, give up your body. They're going to celebrate it. You're going to have a digital avatar that's carbon neutral. It's beyond PKD's wireheads of the 70s and the cypherpunks. Now, we had a caller yesterday, Thomas in Florida, and when he brought all this up, I knew he knew what he was talking about, but his phone was breaking up a bit, so he joins us via better connection today. I've got a stack of articles, overhead shot, please, that he sent us, and I've actually seen a lot of these and read them. Some of them I hadn't, but here it is, Exploring Biological Convergence. That's what Klaus Schwab says. We will not change the environment. We will change your body. We will merge with your body. Human digital twins, what are they? And why are they? Smart dust is coming. Are you ready? It's going to be in your body. And it goes through all the groups. Tiny injectable sensor. Provide unobtrusive long-term alcohol monitoring. Oh, court ordered. Graphite oxide-based biosensors. That's in the new shots. Graphene oxide grafted magnetic nanorings. Let's bring him on for the 20 minutes, 25 minutes we have. I appreciate you being with us, Thomas from Florida. Go ahead and start over.
Thank you ever so much for inviting me to come back on the show, Alex. It was very kind of you. And your staff have been very professional and arranged.
Well, you're kind to come on with us because you're a smart guy. Give us your view of this, because this is where they plan to take us. They admit it's where they plan to take us. I think we should discuss how they plan to get us there and what this really is.
I will happily do that. If I'm not mistaken, you were just playing Johnny Cash a moment ago. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you had played him before, and I'm not going off topic here. This is directly on topic. And you played the excellent song that he did called Hurt. And I believe you played that because it talked about him injecting himself. And it said that the needle tears a hole. And you only played the first two verses when you played that a few weeks ago. May I ask, and once again, this is directly staying on topic, are you familiar with what the words of the last verse from that song says?
Yes, I am familiar. Tell folks.
It says, if I could start again a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way. And I think even though you didn't play it, that you may well have been thinking about that when you chose that song, because how relevant is that today in terms of people being chipped or twinned?
Sure, and wasn't that song written by Trent Reznor?
Yes, but the whole point about people finding a way to keep themselves.
But in truth, they give up themselves. So this is the great quest for the Fountain of Youth, the Holy Grail. We've got about 15 minutes of airtime. Lay it out, brother.
So here we go. Has had covered by a few journalists, two of whom I've actually spoken with in detail about this subject, the Bio-Digital Convergence Report that came out from the Policy Horizons Institute of the Canadian government that's run in secret out of their Privy Council office. And right towards the end of the report, there was a one-sentence line that none of the other journalists had noticed. And it said, human digital twins could become valuable assets beyond healthcare. And a lot of this idea has been, as one would expect, sold on the basis of convenience, and just like with the injectable gene therapies, it will be good for your health care in the long run, and the risks outweigh the benefits, allegedly. So in that, we found, just in that one sentence, lots of interesting words. So we had digital twins. So people who don't work in aircraft design or design in terms of being an architect or building maintenance may not be familiar with that term. And yet it started being used in common parlance by lots of very, very high-level politicians, including the Digital Services Commissioner of the European Commission, a man by the name of Thierry Breton, who this year, in a speech, said the new digital identity will give every European the keys to their digital twin. But when you look at the concepts of digital wallet and digital identity, and I know you've been very hot on this going back 3 years, because I had a conversation with your son Rex a couple of months ago when he did a show with Mr. Harrison Smith. And he had mentioned how when you had explained to people that the homeless were being offered $100 to be chipped in Austin, Texas, when he was still at high school and he had told his friends that, and other people had heard your show, that he took an enormous amount of verbal abuse from people at his high school because you hadn't provided any documentation from that. And so it was difficult to validate what was actually going on. But that was actually a true pilot program that was being done in conjunction with the United Nations ID 2020 program and Gavi. And in Austin, it was called MyPass. And the IT manager who ran that actually got an award from a government contracting organization who had a really remote newsletter. And when she was interviewed, she spilt the beans on that entire project. And probably only a few hundred people actually read that magazine. So this does go back a long way. It's not something that's just come about because of COVID. People were looking at these concepts many years ago. So I think it's very important for people to actually understand what a digital twin is. And they can look at the digitaltwinconsortium.org website and see the list of the current active members and also the list of the founder members. And lo and behold, one of the founder members is Microsoft. Okay? And one of the other companies is called Autodesk. And they
stay there. We got 10.5 minutes left. I should have gone to you at the start of segment three, but I was just, I had to take a break. And so we're going to come right back to you, Thomas in Florida, to lay out the Holy Grail, where they're going in this, and how they're going to claim that we're bad carbon creatures, so we have to die and upload to this machine. It's all part of the virtual reality takeover.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Thomas is a really smart guy. We only got one more segment with him. And their plan is to force us, make the environment so horrible, so poisonous, so toxic, to believe the fraud that if we give up our bodies, this is in their plans, that we'll really live as a digital creature, which goes back to Childhood's End, written back in the 50s by Arthur C. Clarke. And this has really been their plan the entire time, where they can really kill everybody, but then claim, oh, but look, John Wayne's still alive, and Marilyn Monroe, like you see them, they're back in movies. That's a face scan. That's their voice mimicked by a computer. That's not real. Imagine that hundreds of times more advanced. And so this is the quote, utopia they're offering. We got 10 minutes left. Please continue, Thomas.
Thank you so much. So if we actually look at what a digital twin is, it is defined by one of the founders of the Digital Twin Consortium. It's a very short definition. It's a digital twin is a dynamic, up-to-date representation of a physical object or system with a complete collection of all data in one place. A digital twin evolves with the flow of real-time input from sensors and other monitoring devices. This connection between the digital and physical worlds offers enhanced life cycles, informed decision-making, and predictive capabilities. So that ties in exactly with what you're saying. You've got enhanced life cycles. So if they can do, like Steve Jobs, spend millions of dollars in the waning months of his life when he was diagnosed with a terminal illness, he wanted to upload his soul to the internet. So then you'd basically be able to live forever, which is exactly what they're saying, enhanced life cycles. models. And then they're saying that it also gives you predictive capabilities, because this whole point of this, and this ties back to your conversation that you just had with Mr. Kaiser in eugenics, when you look at what eugenics and certainly the modern definition of it, it was human beings choosing themselves how humanity would evolve as a species. And that's exactly what they wanted to do. And what many of these organizations that are still intimately involved now with vaccine research are actually attempting to do. If you look at the very beginning of that Canadian report that I referred you to, which was written by a woman who was on the executive committee of the World Executive Forum, they're talking about changing the way in which humanity evolves. So there's a continuum over a 100-year period of their goals remaining essentially the same. But now, rather than just doing it through breeding, they have the ability with CRISPR and gene editing to do it in the physical form. And then once they've perfected that physical form, using 5G and 6G, which are able to handle the massive volume of information that would have to be transmitted in order to create a human digital twin, it's now possible to digitalize perfection. So they can create physical perfection, and then they can transfer that with a constant monitoring system, and people will then say, well, that technology doesn't exist. This is like science fiction. So from 2018, I sent you an announcement from the University of San Diego, Jacobs School of Engineering, and then another one also from 2018 from the University of California in Berkeley, where they were talking in the first case about an injectable microchip, which was not just for the monitoring, the court-ordered monitoring of alcoholics. That was what they said was one of the uses that it could be extended to. But they specifically said 3 years ago that they were going to go into human trials, having previously tested it on monkeys and dogs, to find out all the other uses that they could put it to whilst continuing to miniaturize it. Then we have this whole thing of smart dust. Now, you say smart dust, it's otherwise known as Hitachi dust. And people think that's an urban myth. But they can even look in the mainstream media, Forbes magazine at Forbes.com. If they just put that into the search engine DuckDuckGo, put Forbes.com and put smart dust, there are articles about this team of engineers that have built their entire professional careers at UC Berkeley, creating and then miniaturizing.
And then we learn it's the exact same graphite they're putting in the vaccine, putting in our body.
And now, out of China and out of Vietnam in 2019 and 2020 and 2021, we get all these scientific papers, some of which I've sent to you, which literally have been looked at by hundreds of people in the entire world, right? Because they're pretty obscure documents and they're very technically written, talking about all types of different modifications of graphene oxide in order to make it more magnetic so that they can direct it to specific parts of the body, to combine it with DNA, to combine it with messenger RNA, and to be able to combine it with lots of different chemicals like nanoferrites and also chitosan. Now, chitosan is interesting because it was originally developed by the Israelis. It was a product called Wound Seal, and it was designed, you're familiar with handling firearms, you may have seen some combat injuries, you tend to get a very small entry hole and a very large exit wound. This was developed to try and stop the blood flow at the kind of fist-shaped exit wounds. And you would pour this powder on, and it would cause instantaneous blood coagulation. So there's a way of reducing the amount of iron that they would have to inject to people doing what they call MTD, which is a type of therapy. And by merging the graphene oxide with the ferrite nanoparticles and with the chitosan, they could reduce the mass of it by 25%, make it communicate back with them more easily. And
Thomas, I'm going to have you back on because you're a really smart guy, and I'm sorry for getting you on late. take it to the end game of what they want to do, what they're testing, what they're trying. Because they're going to guinea pig us. They see us as the guinea pigs. They're going to test on that. They then basically absorb us and then transmute to the next level.
Well, if you think that the whole Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals, which is fully bought on board by the World Economic Forum, they're essentially pushing lots of developed nations to become carbon neutral. And they've had this grand experiment of the lockdown worldwide and seen what effect that has had on CO2, carbon dioxide emissions. And even with the whole world locked down for months at a time, they found that there was only a 15% reduction. So it's very clear that with this number of people on the planet, the only way they have anything like their intended goal of getting the world to become carbon neutral is by reducing the number of organisms that are having a significant carbon footprint. So if they can take people via a human digital twin that is specifically designed with the sensors that go onto their nerves and also the chemical sensors and all the photoelectric sensors, because these things are multifunctional, and it's all completely documented in peer-reviewed scientific studies. This isn't some crazy crackpot speculation. Then they can feed enough information into a digital format that the hologram or digital entity, whatever you might like to call it, is a perfect reflection of what they initially call its master being, but essentially becomes its future replacement. So if you can remember cases in the past where American companies have brought in lots of relatively low-priced engineers from India, and they say to the American employees, we're going to give you a generous severance package on the condition that you train your replacement. This is exactly what this
and they
is.
Admit all the AI robots are learning from us, learning from what we do to replace us, and so we're training our own replacements.
This is exactly what we're doing. It's not just them building up a data set being held at Google or Facebook or the National Security Agency.
And they trick you to sign on to get an immortal life, but really, they know it's a fraud. They know it's not really you. You're just helping train a robot shell to replace you.
But the even more significant point, and this is probably where we may have to end, but I will be most happy to come back, and if you want to do this kind of conversation or a Saturday or Sunday when you've got less commercial advertising.
Yeah, let's do it this Saturday. Go ahead and end it now. Go ahead and tell me.
The key point here, as they've expressed, is it's all of these organizations say that creating a digital twin, whether it's for a plane, a building, or a person, requires an enormous amount of computing capacity, and it's very expensive to do. And everyone says, well, why would they do that if there's no residual value? And that's exactly the purpose. This is a new form of slavery without having to feed them or provide medical care.
Incredible. We're going to have you on again. Amazing.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.